from KQED.
The San Francisco Bay Area city of Richmond is reeling in the wake of an awful gang rape of a 15-year-old girl outside her homecoming dance. Six people have been taken into custody, but given that police believe two dozen people watched the incident without reporting it, the national media attention has been full of judgment about Richmond and Richmond High School. Rachel Dornhelm has more on how people in the neighborhood are trying to cope.
Details of Saturday's two-hour assault shocked even the most seasoned police officers. Now, Richmond High School finds itself under the unwanted glare of a media spotlight. The high school sits on a main street in the working-class city north of Berkeley that's often mentioned only in the context of crime. One afternoon this week, students and teachers gathered for a community meeting in front of a sign painted with the words, "We are against violence." The tone of the meeting was at times a tribute.
We send our sadness, our anger, and our love to the family and to the victim and survivor of the incident that occurred on Saturday evening.
At times a call to action.
Women are constantly degraded in our society. When are we going to step up, take the challenge, and change it?
But there was also anger from students who feel they've been unfairly portrayed.
We got to show them that we do have, you know, people that care, because Richmond High School cares. We do care about the young girl that got raped. We do care. And we show her all our support. That's it. We're right here standing. We're right here showing everybody that, you know, we're not criminals. We're not animals. We're not what they say we are.
Senior Norma Bautista says she's worked hard to get here. She's the second person in her family who will graduate from high school. She's accustomed to challenges, and she says she wants people to know students are mobilizing.
Well, we decided here at school to make workshops for young men, like about, you know, domestic violence. Not just young men, also our young women, about all that kind of stuff, right? Like everything, like trying to better our school. That's what we're all here together.
10th grader Andre Taylor was also at the meeting. He says he came because he knows something needs to change.
I didn't know the girl so well, but I know of things that happen like this. And I've had personal experiences where it hasn't happened to me, but someone in my family.
Taylor says this incident may be the defining moment of his high school career. He says, as far as he's concerned, witnesses who failed to do anything are just as bad as those who were raping his classmate. According to police, the girl left the dance intending to meet her father for a ride home. Instead, she joined a group of teens in a dimly lit high school courtyard. Investigators say she drank a large amount of alcohol just before the assault began. Police found her in critical condition. She isn't stabilized, and she was released from the hospital Wednesday. Prishni Murillo, executive director of a youth group that operates at Richmond High, says there are a lot of young women at the school who are in disbelief and may not feel safe. But it's important not to let the stereotypes overtake them.
We have a lot of recent immigrants as well as, you know, ninth graders who are their first year here. And before you come to Richmond High, there's a lot of lingering, you know, already stereotypes associated with the school and the community. And so for that incident to take place, even though they didn't know the student or they weren't personally impacted, it kind of, you know, validates a lot of those presumptions.
Murillo says the challenge is to recognize those students' fears, but help them move past it and feel control of their situation and school. She says students have organized a school-wide meeting for next Tuesday. West Contra Costa County School Board member Tony Thurmond says there's been a lot of focus on structural security problems at the school that he hopes will be fixed. But he says community building is the key.
You can't fence or light every single area in any community. And at the end of the day, the best way to prevent a crime is in how we work with people. And we need to have a campaign of civility that lets people know that it's not okay to stand by when somebody's being hurt and not say anything or not say don't do that or not, you know, report that to the authorities.
The Richmond Police Department says there have been signs students want to cooperate. Lieutenant Mark Gagan is the department's public information officer.
We had officers on the school campus the next day, the first day after the assault happened. Several people approached the officers and told them, hey, this is what I'm hearing. This is a rumor. This is, you know, I want to help with this. And the officers were telling me that these were people that don't normally interact with the police well. They are suspicious of police. They resent our authority.
Gagan says this crime showed the worst people are capable of. But he says the community's response shows there is also a lot of goodwill and generosity in Richmond, and people there are committed to making sure something like this doesn't happen again. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm in Richmond.